600 WMT.
On the WMT Morning Show, welcoming back Joshua McNary. He's a founder and digital marketing technologist for McNary Marketing Design here on News Radio 600 WMT. Morning, Joshua.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. And this is really kind of an interesting thing. I saw this in the Washington Post, and we were talking about this. How soon is too soon for kids to be handling digital technology? I mean, look, there are a lot before the advent of DVDs and screens and cars like that. We had something to watch. It was called the stuff going by in the windows.
Right.
That's not the way things are now. And using digital technology, that's becoming a way to placate. Talk to me a little bit about the study and some of the things that you found out since we talked about this.
Sure, yeah. Well, so kids under two really shouldn't be using mobile devices, at least according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I know from personal experience as a parent that my kids probably cheated on that a little bit. And I think a lot of parents today are letting their kids cheat in that realm. The studies that I found, or the one that was in the Washington Post, was really just a survey of people that came into a particular hospital in Philadelphia. And all of the surveys and studies that I found generally agree about these things, but they are not really scientific in how they're studying this.
Okay.
The general feeling, though, is that, say, something like one-third of kids under two probably have used a mobile device in some capacity, which is kind of amazing in and of itself.
Yeah.
To think that they can do that, but it's more about what are the effects, and that's really where I think this conversation goes. It's not, you know, exactly how many kids are doing it, but how early and what effects does it have? And there is some reasonably good studies or surveys on that information, which we could talk about.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff. Talking with Joshua McNary about digital technology, smartphones, tablets, pads, things like that. How young is too young to have them in the hands? Like Josh said, the American Academy of Pediatrics said, probably shouldn't have it under two. But there were some children, according to one of the individuals who did the survey, some children were on the screen for as long as 30 minutes. Wow.
Well, you could think about that. I mean, that's, you know, maybe if they watch one television show on their iPad, or they get into a game, that's very reasonable. I think, or not reasonable to let them do that, but it may be reasonable to think that would happen.
Yeah,
I know from my kids' experience too. There's definitely a difference in my mind between active screen time and passive screen time.
Okay.
And really, this is not that far-fetched of a debate off of what we've been talking about with TV for much longer time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to plop your kid in front of the TV all day long. On a typical day.
Yeah.
So this is really an extension of that, but that's passive. I mean, they're just watching the screen. I know with my kids, I tend to set the parental guidance on there such that they can't access just the TV watching app as easily, or they have to ask me permission before they're going to be able to do that. I like when they're actually interacting with the screen.
Right.
But there's debate around that too. I mean, of course, the reason that guideline is out there for the under two not having access is kids interact, and their mind changes and develops differently when they're interacting with the real world and with 3D objects first.
Exactly.
On the screen.
And this has evolved for your kids into Coder Dojo. We've got about 30 seconds left.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about Coder Dojo.
Yeah, well, I'll note that. And this is for a little bit older kids. Five and up is where we start with this group. But Coder Dojo is actually a program for kids to learn how to code and do stuff on computers. It happens every first and third Saturday, and this Saturday is the next one here in Cedar Rapids. CoderDojoCR.com is the website if you want to learn more about that. But I'll just quickly note about that. We also do stuff at that program which is 3D interactive, meaning we take the computer and we connect it to physical things that then the kids interact with. So it's not all just staring at a screen, you know, for hours upon hours.
Yeah, and it sounds like an interesting thing. Coder Dojos are all over the place, really. I mean, they're here. They have them in Iowa City. And that really, the Coder Dojo kind of steps up into the higher level stuff that all y'all do over there at the Geonetric building, whether it's through Vault or some of the other things, because this gets you involved in the community as well.
Sure, absolutely. And it's not just about technology. It's allowing the technology, which is a tool, to enable our lives and help us, and including our children as they grow into an ever more technological age.
And really, that's what you're looking at. I mean, honestly, that's what you're looking for. So, hey, Joshua, thanks for joining us here again on the WMT Morning Show and putting this in a little bit of perspective for us. Joshua McNary with McNary Marketing Design. You can find him at McNary.me or on Twitter, at McNary. That's his handle over there. Have a great day, Josh.
Yeah, you too.